We're live. Welcome. Today is leap day, and we're going to be talking all about how to take a leap into faith. And I say that intentionally. I know the saying is how to take a leap of faith. I really like the rephrasing of taking a leap into faith. Today is this magical extra bonus day. And it feels really wonderful to talk about how to find some of those extra resources within ourselves. Hi, everyone. Hey, Tiffany. Hi. So excited to see you all. Welcome. Hey, Melissa. Hi. Hey, Gloria. So good to see you all. So we're going to be talking about taking a leap into faith. And as you come in, let me know in the chat how you're doing today. Send me an emoji that describes how you're feeling. Let me know if we don't know each other, if this is your first time on a live, where you're watching from. I'm just really excited to connect with you all. Hi. Hey, Cecilia. So many beloved friends here. Hi, Sarah. Good to see you. Thank you all so much for coming. And I'm so excited for this conversation. It was affirmed today. So I sent out this newsletter this morning, letting everybody know I was going to go live. And I sat down to write the notification to let people I was going to know live. I didn't even know what I was going to be talking about on this live. I was like, I don't know. I'll just show up. I'll figure it out. But then as I was writing the newsletter, I realized, oh my gosh, this is such a perfect day to talk about taking a leap into faith. And this has been a theme for me. So if you feel like this is going to be perfect for you, if you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like you know what to do, but you're just not doing it, let me know. As I'm saying this, let me know if you resonate, if this vibes with you. If you feel like you're holding yourself back, and or you feel like you don't have the confidence you need in order to get where you want to go, or like self-doubt is just like so heavy in your mind or in your heart. You have these voices of like, who am I to do this? Or what are they going to think? Like, if that resonates with you, let me know. Because this is what we're going to be dealing with today. This is what we're going to be working with in a really beautiful way. Through cultivating faith, not only for like the magical forces that be, whoever you pray to, whoever you work with, but also within yourself. And this is a two-way experience. It's like the more faith you have in something greater, the more faith you have in yourself, the more faith you have in yourself, the more faith you have in something greater. It is this like beautiful experience that builds on top of itself. Okay, I'm going to be looking at this chat. Hi, everyone. So good to see you all. And I also have my goddess cards here. So what I want to do today, a couple of things. We have our class for the Self-Love Coach certification course starting tomorrow. So if there are any questions about that, I'm happy to answer it. I'm going to announce a bonus in a little bit. And we also have this theme we're going to be discussing, working with together about taking a leap into faith. And if any questions come up that you want intuitive guidance around, I do have my goddess cards. So we're going to be doing a lot of fun things today. Really excited. Okay, so I see Miranda says, I was up all night with a migraine, but I'm here. This is my first time. Oh, okay. I will introduce myself so you know who I am. Thank you for being here, Miranda, and I'm really sorry you were up all night. You're not the only person I talked to who was up a lot last night, so maybe there's something in the cosmos right now. Cecilia says, I'm feeling a tad bit distracted today. I've been trying to meditate the past hour but keep getting distracted. I'm going to surrender to that and meditate after this chat. Yes. Okay, there is something going on in the ether. First time here. Oh, Gloria says, I was feeling a bit heavy prior to going live on TikTok. Yeah. Okay. There's a lot going on. Mother Moon says, first time here. I'm Margarita. This is a big theme I struggled with for the past 16 years. I'm breaking through these walls with faith. Yes. Breaking through these walls with faith. Melissa says, heaviness around me in an unknown space right now. I had a dream. I attended an in-person info session with for your coaching program. Oh my gosh, you manifested this. Again, I didn't even know that I was going to be doing the live today until this morning. Cecilia asks, how have you been feeling today? Thank you for asking. I feel like, I've been going through some heaviness too, especially this last week, but today I felt some of it start to lift when I tapped into this frequency of leaping into faith. And the synchronicity was that I sat down to do my newsletter to let everybody know I was going to go live, and then it just dawned on me, it's leap day, let's talk about leaping into faith. And then I realized that that was the medicine I needed. And then the synchronicity was that it was affirmed. I did a guided ritual for our Guided Rituals membership. And the card I pulled really carried this message of trusting when it's time to let things go, trusting when it's time to say yes to something, and the leap of faith required not only to be like, yes, I'm going into this thing, or I'm doing this new project or this new endeavor, but also like, I'm letting this thing go. I'm letting the doubt go. I'm letting the fear go, and allowing the trust to be part of what initiates us in the death rebirth cycle that is so part of our lived experience here on this planet. Melissa says, I'm starting to feel it lift too, going back to our energy versus being affected by what's happening around us. Yes. Oh, I love it so much. Okay, so again, if there are any questions that come up that you want a card pull about, or questions about any of my offerings or programs or anything in general, let me know. I want to talk a little bit about this leap into faith, but since we have some new friends here, I will just give you a little bit of an introduction so that you know what I'm about. So I am a master self-love coach. I train and certify self-love coaches. I'm a priestess initiate, which is a relatively new thing, though I have been doing ceremony for a long time. I was initiated by my great uncle when I was in my 20s. He was a medicine man, and he taught me how to hold ceremony. And I've been slowly bringing that work into my business. If you saw the reel I posted yesterday, I shared a little bit about what I thought I was going to be doing when I started my business. I thought I was going to be working with women on eating well and moving their bodies because I was a yoga teacher and group fitness instructor. And then I realized, actually, this is so much deeper than just habit and like basic health coaching. This is like a whole thing, because the people who were coming to me were all women who hated their bodies. And I had had that lived experience, of course. And I had struggled with my relationship to my body. And it took me so long. And I did all of these trainings, worked with all of these practitioners, and really got myself out of it. But it was self-love at the core of it. And then when I started doing coaching work, I realized I need to like bring the medicine out of my darkness to help people. So I started self-love coaching. I developed the coaching framework that we use, which is the self-love roadmap. It's the foundation that I teach in my self-love coach certification program. And it is the most transformational experience that I have ever facilitated and seen. And with hundreds of graduates, some of whom are here, if you've graduated, say hi. And let me know what you feel about the self-love roadmap if you're still using it. But with hundreds of graduates of our training program, and then the thousands of people I've just worked with in workshops and programs and all around the world, I feel so confident in the self-love roadmap. It is, I think, what I needed to go through in my journey of self-love, I needed to go through so that I could bring that forward. And you, similarly, I believe this is true for all of us. You all have something that is your medicine that only you have, and that was created, or that is being created, through going through the adversities you've gone through. Because when you go through the challenge, if you allow it to, it will bring you to the depths of your soul, and it is there that you find the message that you are meant to share with the world to heal yourself and those around you. We all have that. And if we were all, I believe so firmly, if every single person, if every single being on the planet was able to share that gift, able to show up in reverence for the duality, for the dark and the light, and to not let the darkness just totally consume them, and were to go through it and revere it and then bring the medicine forward, we'd all be golden. It would be it. It's not about like pretending like the bad things don't happen. It's about utilizing that to find purpose in pain. Thank you all so much. Let me know if this is resonating with you. So I want to talk about how that type of framework, how this mindset can help us take a leap into faith. Because I know so many of you are talking about how you feel stuck, you feel like you don't know the next step forward, you feel like you're holding yourself back. And I feel myself, because I know we're all feeling similar things right now, like I feel like I'm on like the brink of something. I'm in a little bit of a transition, and it's challenging to be in that when you can't see what's on the other side. And what really came through for me this morning when I was doing a guided ritual was that the plan the universe has for you is better than the plan you could ever imagine for yourself. And so what would it be like for you to hold trust for that? And when I talk about leap into faith, instead of a leap of faith, it's a leaping into faith, right? Can you have the faith enough to be in faith? Can you trust yourself enough to be in faith? And what does that mean to you, right? Because faith is so commonly used in like very specific religious experiences. Here, like, you're welcome with any religion you have. Like, you know, for me as a priestess initiate, my feeling is like, I mean, I work with the divine feminine. That's what it means to be a priestess in the lineage I come from. But at the core of it, earth-based spirituality is it. Like, I revere the planet, I revere nature, and I know that I know nothing. But doing the best I can to honor the wisdom of nature and how nature moves through me and through my body is like it. And I believe every single person comes with that power and with that magic. And my job as a coach, as a facilitator, as a mentor and a guide is just to help you bring out your own inner wisdom. You have everything you need, and it's just about finding the faith and the experience that will allow you to tap into that. Okay, Mother Moon says, this resonates. I'm feeling pulled to honor the potential while holding space for who I am in my past. Yes, that is it. That is self-love coaching in and of itself. It's like, for me, self-love is honoring and accepting exactly where you are right now. So releasing shame, releasing judgment, while also knowing that you are capable of so much more magic. Right? Can you release the shame and the judgment and the guilt to love and accept where you are right now, while also holding the hope and the vision and the trust and the confidence and the faith that it can get even better? Right? What does that look like? That to me is like real. I really try to get out of toxic positivity, because it is, I've had to learn that lesson the hard way. It's been really hard. Oof. Let me know if some of you can relate to that. Like, I've tried to affirmation my way out of clinical depression. It did not work. So what I learned in that experience was like, how can I honor this darkness in order to find the medicine? Because I know that I can get better. I know that life will get better. I know that this will create a deeper meaning, and I know I'll be able to help people. Hi, Nina. So good to see you. The amazing thing is that when you say, I am willing to find the magic here in this darkness, the magic begins to present itself through synchronicity. So as a coach, what happens to me is that, and this has happened with some of my like trainees and clients who are here, what happens to me is I say, okay, I am willing to heal this wound. And then I have somebody come into a session or a training call, and I don't even always say this to them. Like, often I don't say this to them, but they'll bring in the exact thing that I'm working on myself. And I'm like, what? I don't know if anybody here who like works as a healer or in any capacity like that has had similar experiences. But, you know, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to work on, you know, my relationship to motherhood. And then somebody will come into a call and be like, man, I'm just really struggling with mom guilt. And I'm like, whoa, it is so amazing. And it just shows me that that when that happens, it's like, oh, universe is telling me that when I'm working through this, whatever I'm gaining, I'm gaining so that I can give to this person, like specifically right now. And then witnessing their journey actually heals something within me. If you have ever done energy healing, or you know about energy healing like Reiki, Reiki is one of my placements, or one of the lineages I have. I'm also a moon mother, which is divine feminine energy healing. And we offer a Reiki training specifically for self-love coaches. So if you sign up for a certification course, you have the opportunity to add on energy healing. side note, but if you know about energy healing, then you know that as you channel energy into the person you are healing, you also experience the healing too, because you are feeling that energy move through you. The same, I think, is true in coaching. It's like, I am witnessing somebody else's healing journey, I'm healed too. It is so beautiful. And then I know when I'm a client, because I always work with mentors. I have two mentors I'm working with right now on two different things. I can't get enough of it. It's why I'm in this work, because I love to receive mentorship and I love to offer it. But when I'm working with my mentors, I feel the same way. I notice when I have a revelation, I see it move them too. And the same thing happens no matter what side you're on. Okay, let me look at your comments. So Shameless Poetry says, definitely relate to learning the hard way, re-toxic positivity. Oh my gosh, yes, you get it. I find that's a common trait for people who are comfortable identifying as shadow workers. Yes. Yeah, I know. It's really hard to get through. Nina, so good to see you, says, I just had a coaching call and this happened. So Nina's one of our graduates. I'm so proud of you. Look at you doing your coaching calls. I love it. Okay. XOXO Afrochick says, that always happens to me when giving advice to friends. Yes. It could feel like a completely different situation, but as I give advice, it seems like I'm also speaking to myself. Yes. Okay. So I'm curious if anybody here is considering signing up for the Self-Love Coach certification course. Just let me know, because class starts tomorrow. And I am telling you, this is the experience. They're like coaching, and whether or not you're signing up for the program, doesn't matter to me. I'm so glad you're here. And I'm so grateful for our community. But I want to know so that I can answer questions specifically about it. And I will say that coaching, whether or not you're doing it professionally or you're showing up just intentionally in your life, right? Like this is... I started my business. The Self-Love Lifestyle is as my business name just came out of nothing, like thin air. You know, I'm sure it was divine, but like I just was like, this sounds like a really good name. I know I want to do self-love and like, sounds like a great name. And I didn't realize the medicine in that business name for me, because what I realized after I called my business the Self-Love Lifestyle was that, oh, I'm identifying that this is a way of living. Like lifestyle is not just like this cute influencer, like, you know, thing. It's like actually a like way of living, a way of being. And in that, like my priestess self is like, that's a commitment you're making to yourself and to the universe, right? So what is it like to be in this commitment of love for yourself? Wow. Think, like, for me, that's a big deal, because I think about the fact that we spend every single day of our lives with ourselves, right? I think about, like, I'm married, so I'm in, I made my vows to my husband. We've been together for almost 10 years. And I think about how seriously I take that and how many, you know, how many hurdles we've had to overcome and how we have to continue to choose to return to love even when we drive each other crazy, right? What is that like to then be in our relationship to ourselves? Because as much as I just want to spend the rest of my life with my husband, I will have spent more time with myself because I was born with, you know, just my soul, my mind, and my body, right? So what is it like to choose that commitment of love to yourself, to make that vow of love to yourself, that no matter what happens, no matter what tumultuous experiences get in the way, what is it like to return to love for yourself? And that's what this is all about. Like, of course we're human. Of course we're not always going to be in this perfect mindset. Of course we're going to lose our stuff, you know, when we get upset. Like, things are going to happen. We're going to be human. There's going to be challenging lived experiences. But the self-love lifestyle is like, how can I make the commitment to return to self-love no matter what happens? And to get into our theme, it's like, that to me is like, I'm returning to faith that I can get through it. I'm returning to faith that the universe's plans for me are better than I can imagine. And even when things don't go the way I want them to, even when I don't understand what's happening or what's on the other side, even when I feel like I'm in this weird transition and I don't know what's going on, Let me know if any of you relate to that. So I know I'm not alone. So when that happens, can I be like, okay, I can't see how this is going to work out. I can't see what's on the other side, but can I have that faith? Can I have that trust? I talked about the self-love roadmap earlier as the foundational coaching framework we use in the self-love coach certification program. And it's the framework that I use for myself. So when I was dealing with PTSD and like losing my mom and losing my grandmother, like I've gone through a lot in the past few years. And that was after I started my business. I got to a point when I was already running my coach certification program. My business had reached 6 figures. And I was like, man, like I figured it out. And then the universe was like, okay, here's like the darkest stuff you've ever had to work through. Here's like repressed memories from your childhood. Here's the biggest grief you've ever experienced. Let's see what happens now. And that to me was the real test of like, okay, I've put myself in a position of authority in this. So what is it like to use these tools now? And I really want to share with you what I learned is that like, there were times when I felt like I was just falling. I was like, how can I continue to show up as a leader when I feel like I'm just so lost in my grief, right? But when I decided that, no, this isn't about being perfect. This isn't about life always being easy. Can I make the decision anyway to return back into love? And that's what I want for you. That's what I want for everyone, is that level of faith in yourself, that no matter what happens, you trust yourself that you're going to get through it and it's going to be more magical than you could even understand, right? Let me know how that sits with you. I'm seeing that you all relate. Thank you for telling me. Okay, if there are any questions, let me know, because I do have these cards. Let me tell you about these cards. So when I was 13, on my 13th birthday, I had a really fun birthday party. I invited my entire middle school class and I brought these exact goddess cards, and I went around the room and I had every single person pull a card. And then part of this birthday party was that we had a belly dancer come, and I didn't even realize what I was doing, but I was doing a sacred feminine ceremony for my 13th birthday party without even realizing it. I just was like, we'd go to this Moroccan restaurant in town where I grew up, and they always had belly dancers. And I just, my entire life loved it. I loved seeing these women so connected to their bodies. And like, I would always get up and dance with them as a toddler. And so when I was 13, I was like, let's do my birthday party there. Let's do a belly dancing lesson. And I'm going to bring my goddess cards. Yeah, that was a divine feminine ceremony. I had no idea, but that's literally, I just did a retreat. I know some of you watching were there. I did a retreat in September. We pulled these goddess cards and we did belly dancing. And I'm in my 30s, right? How incredible is this stuff? And I wanted to share this with you because so much of what you'll find in doing this work is that you return to the joy that you had as a child. Even if you had a really difficult childhood, there were always moments of magic, right? That's the gift of childhood, is that we connect to magic so easily. And we have these, like this reverence for the world around us so easily. I see this in my toddler. When we go on walks in the woods, he like picks up sticks, puts them at the base of trees and is like, thank you, gnomes. Like, he just has reverence for the gnomes. Like, he's bringing them sticks saying, thank you, gnomes. He doesn't even say, hi, gnomes, where are you? Come see me. He just says, thank you. And I just see this. I am in awe because I'm like, how can I move through the world with more reverence like that? Wow. Okay, let me look. Okay, Tiffany says, for my 13th birthday, did everyone say a spell around a candle? You were already doing it. I love it. Mother Moon said, I would love a general card pull. Okay, so if y'all want a card pull, put in your name, your location, and your question. This is the format that I use for card pulls. And if you really love, like I'm seeing some people here really love the vibe of like ceremony and divine feminine, if that's for you, I really want to encourage you to check out my Guided Rituals membership, which is $1 a day. It's really low cost of entry. My friends joke that like I had a friend recently who was like, I'm dealing with some ancestral stuff. Do you have a ritual for that? I'm like, I have a ritual for that. Like the joke is like, I have a ritual for that. So there's a library of over 100 rituals in there. 7-day free trial, really easy. I definitely recommend checking it out. And then I also have the initiation, which is a really big, like 13-week spiritual initiation program that is meant to connect you to your ancestral and spiritual lineage in a way that is using universal spiritual practices. So we're being conscious to not appropriate anyone and doing spirituality in a way that's like you. It's like finding your own spiritual brand so that you can be a spiritual leader in your own authority in a way that's authentic. I'm in the program right now. I'm actually about to do a call in an hour. Wow, I've already been on this call for 30 minutes. But this program is like changing so many lives. So I'm just so excited to continue to do that work. Okay, so let me know if you all want a card pull. Again, I want your name, your location, and your question. And your location doesn't have to, it's just like the state, general area. You could say Northwest, whatever. Just something that will allow me to like imagine and connect to your energy. And then the self-love coach certification course starts. I saw somebody was considering joining. So it starts tomorrow. This is my internationally accredited certification course. And, it is a 7-month long program. It's a legit training program that if you want to learn how to build a business, showing up in service of others, if you want a deep like self-love healing journey for yourself. This isn't like a spirituality is imbued in everything I do, but this is not like the initiation is like the spiritual program. The self-love coach course is more like, I mean, it's just wider ranging in terms of what we cover. We talk about intuitive eating. We do like how to build a business from the ground up. We talk about, of course, the self-love roadmap, mindset, manifestation, the relationship you have to everything in your life and how to imbue self-love in that. And of course, how to be an amazing and effective coach. Hey, Nina. Okay, so Margarita, I see your question. What kind of guidance, wisdom can I work with and use right now to leap into faith? I love this. Okay. Expect a miracle. Come on. Like I can't make this stuff up. Expect a miracle. Let's talk about leaping into faith. Expect a miracle. Okay. This is Mother Mary. She's actually been showing up a lot for me. This literally says, I can't get over the synchronicities. This literally says on the card, have faith. That's the first thing it says. Have faith that your prayers have been heard and are being answered. Whoa, let me know, Margarita, what you think. Okay, so here's the thing. Oh, Nina, awesome. Nina says she sent someone for our class. Nina is a graduate. Nina, if you want to share anything about your experience or share your business with us here, I would love to give you a shout out. Okay, so let's talk about faith. Because it's one thing to be like, have faith that your prayers have been heard and are being answered and to expect a miracle. How many of you have the rational part of your brain that's like, excuse me, like if my prayers were being answered, why is this happening in my life, right? How many of you have that part of you that's like always whispering in your ear, like, hello, like how is that real, right? This very dismissive, invalidating, and skeptical part. How many of you have that? I definitely do. So I'm going to share with you how I work with that part of my mind. So first of all, I intentionally surround myself, and this is true, like people in our community, hello, like we're here. And then my friendships with people who also carry some similar belief systems, right? People who are also a little woo-woo, who also just are attuned to cultivating a magical life. Because the more I witness it in other people, the more I believe it within myself. So I've said this before, if you need a fairy godmother, I will be your fairy godmother, because all of us need to be witnessing other people expanding into that potential. So that's my first thing that I do. The other thing I do to cultivate faith is I look for the signs in my own life, right? So things like angel numbers. For me, it's 111. I started seeing, and some of you do this too, right? I started seeing 111 all the time when I was first having my like initial spiritual rebirth when I was like 16, 17. I started seeing 1111 and 111. You know what's really crazy? My husband's birthday is 11-1, 111, November 1st. So I just was like, I knew. I was like, the 111 is it. And then the 111 was my husband. So looking for the synchronicities, or even just like, I just pulled this card. You're asking about faith. I pulled this card that says have faith, right? Synchronicity. Just looking for the signs and synchronicities, being open to them. My friend Ishpreet, so she's on the Self-Love Lifestyle team, and she mentors in our program. She's a Self-Love Coach graduate. When we were hanging out, she came and visited me a year ago, and we were hanging out, and she was like, if she found so many synchronicities. She's like, look at that license plate, and then look at that one, and look at these. They're the exact same numbers. Or like, look at, there's a vulture circling over our head, like in this specific pattern. Like, she just was like, boom, boom. She just sees it. And what I realized is that the synchronicities are always happening. It's just we don't always see it because we're so distracted, because we're so caught up in our own stuff or in our own mind. So it's actually not about like, can I create more synchronicities? It's actually, can you notice the ones that are already there? This happened to me the other day. Actually, we saw a license plate that said Ganesh on it, which is Ganesh is the Hindu elephant god. And I was talking about how I was just thinking about Ganesh because my mom really loved Ganesh and had a Ganesh on her altar. And then we saw this Ganesh license plate pull up in front of us. And then later on, my husband was feeding my son dinner in the kitchen. I walk up to the sink and there's just this random Disney song playing. It's like the Jungle Cruise from Disney. And they talk about Ganesh right as I walked up to the sink. It was like, and Ganesh, the elephant god. And I didn't hear it because I was focused on stuff. And Sam was like, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you see that synchronicity? I hadn't even witnessed it until Sam pointed it out to me. And what that told me is, again, like, they're always happening. We just don't always see them. So surround yourself with people who are open to that experience of faith, who expand your capacity for what you believe is possible, or inspiring people, right? Get yourself in the room, like whether it's signing up for programs, reaching out, making friends, like do what you need to do. I'm your friend, so I will be with you. And the second thing is look for the synchronicities. Because the more synchronicities you have, the more that skeptical part of your brain, you can speak to it and be like, hey girl, I know you're skeptical, but like, this is undeniable. This is undeniable. Okay, let me look at your comments. I'm so glad you get this. And Tiff, I'm gonna do your, okay, I see Nina's question. Deidriana's question. Tiffany's question. I see this. Okay, beautiful. Okay, so Nina says, hi guys, I'm Nina, a 2021 graduate, which is kind of crazy to say. I'm a creator and certified self-love coach through creative means and one-on-one coaching. I empower humans to break people-pleasing habits and hold themselves accountable to creating change. Yes, a testament to the power of self-love. One of our amazing graduates doing her thing. Mother Moon says, I'm also Latina, so the Mother Mary's big. Yes. Oh my gosh, I love that for you. Okay, Nina says, there were never any monarchs in my backyard. And when my dad passed away, a week later, there was a bumblebee and a monarch that wouldn't leave my side. Oh my gosh. Wow, I love that. Oh, your dad came back for you. Hi, Nina. Nina is sometimes my nickname, but poetry pen name on this account, but I'm actually Janine. Oh, so cute. I love these synchronicities, y'all. Share more of your synchronicity stories. And I'm going to pull a card as you type those out. So I'm going to pull a card for Nina. Nina's the next one I see. Deidriana and then Tiffany. And anybody who wants a card reading, your name, your location, and your question. So, okay, I see Nina. What's holding me back? Okay, Nina, let's go. Yemanja. Okay, so when I first started my business, Yemanja was it. I like just could not stop pulling this card. And I was like, okay, the abundance is coming, but like, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? It was coming. So this says important doors are opening for you right now. Walk through them. This is all about saying yes and trusting. Like, say yes, trusting. This is a golden opportunity. And there's also this other component to this card of like, trust and say yes, and also release some of the pressure, because what is meant for you will find you no matter what, right? So say yes, trust yourself, and release the pressure. What is meant for you will find you no matter what. But Yemanja is one of my favorite goddesses, obviously mermaid goddess, just incredible frequency to work with, such a powerful deity. I just love that she's here for you. Okay, I see. All right, Deidreana, I'm going to do yours next, then Tiffany, then Gloria. And any questions y'all have about the Self-Love Coach Certification course, class starts tomorrow, and I do have some bonuses. So as I'm shuffling the card, let me tell you about this. So I'm offering bonuses, a bonus one-on-one deep dive call with me, in which I will be creating your own personal self-love roadmap with you. So if you want to know how to personalize the self-love roadmap in a way that is particular to your lived experience and what you're going through and what you want to manifest, and use this framework in a specific way for you, this is for you. It's a 75-minute call. I've had clients pay me upwards of $500 for calls of that length. So this is a really big bonus, okay? That's the first bonus. The second bonus is free access to two of my marketing workshops so that you feel really confident, you feel really resourced to share your gifts with the world. And then the third bonus is free access to my Guided Rituals membership so that you have that spiritual ongoing support. I think it's 3 months of free access. So those are the three bonuses I have for the people who are enrolling in the March 1st class specifically. So I'm really excited about those. All right, Deidreana, here we go. Okay, so we have Sarasvati, Hindu goddess. This is all about creativity and the arts. So this says, why am I struggling? Your question was, why am I struggling to overcome fear of being seen and being heard? It is a stifling of your creativity, right? It's maybe thinking, let me know if this resonates with you, but what I'm getting is that it sounds like maybe you're trying to be seen or perceived in a certain way, and within that you're limiting yourself, right? There's a fear of judgment of like, if I don't show up in this particular way that I think I'm supposed to show up, I'm not going to be received the way I want to. Does that resonate with you? Let me know. Because what this is telling me is that like you need to allow your creative expression to be at the forefront of how you show up, and know how everything can be creative, right? When we talk about creativity, it's not just like the arts, though that is part of it. Creativity is also like intentionality. Can you show up and be intentional with your life? If you want to have the mindset of I'm creating my life, we have to be in that creative flow, the creative problem solving, making things work for you even when it feels hard, right? The creative mindset adjustments, even when things don't go according to plan, still being in that trusting energy. The creative intentional actions, right? I'm going to be creative in getting myself through this. Okay, I'm glad this resonates with you. So that's it. Like you're asking, you know, what is holding me back from my fear of being seen and heard? It's that you're stifling your creativity. Just allow your freak flag to fly. Like just go for it and trust yourself, because the goddesses trust you, right? You got this beautiful card. Let me know if that feels good to you. All right, Tiffany, I know you asked a question. Let me know. I think you're still here. Yeah, you're still here. Okay, so what will I be able to find a job that's fulfilling and pays what I'm hoping for? I see so much power within you. Like, this isn't even the goddess cards talking, but like, I really feel that yearning and that desire to have that stability or flexibility or whatever you're seeking. But like, you are so powerful. Like, I just really want you to feel that. Okay. Coventina. So we have a Roman goddess here, and I just want you to see her rainbow cloud water thing that she has all around her, her cloak and her crown. So beautiful. Okay. So she's emerging from the ocean. It is time. So this says it's all about like, it's about cleansing, detoxing. This is letting go, purification, right? This is being very discerning about where you are spending your time and where you are making sacrifices you don't need to make, right? So if we're talking about career, this is like, where am I expending my energy where I don't need to be? Can I be more discerning in the opportunities I say yes to, knowing my worth? Can I be in strict discernment about my worth? Let me know if that resonates for you. It's a little bit of a more structured type of message. It's not just to like have faith and trust and it's going to work out. This is like, you need to take a little bit more discerning action, knowing that you are supported, right? Like knowing that you got it, put yourself out there. Like, can you go all in? Let me know if that resonates with you. I see your power. You are an incredible human being. I really want your success. I want it just as much as you do. Can you go all in? All right. I see questions. Let's see. Okay. Gloria. Good to see you. Gloria was at our retreat back in September. How can I stop holding myself back and second guessing? Oh my gosh. Ishelle. Okay. Ishelle is a goddess. So I went to an island in Mexico called Cozumel, and there is a statue of this goddess there. She is an ancient goddess and she is so powerful. Look at that thunder emerging from her hands. So I really want you, this is like, you need to remember how powerful you are. The word underneath her name is Medicine Woman. This says you are channel for divine healing power. So you're asking, how can I stop holding myself back and second guessing? This is saying you need to remember. So when you're holding yourself back and second guessing, remember that you are a channel for divine healing power, right? Don't let yourself take your power away. How can you cultivate more self-trust in that? I feel like that's it. It's so powerful. You are so powerful. Don't give away your power. Don't give your power away to your self-doubt. This is, y'all, and aren't these all so on theme with this theme of leaping into faith? Like, let us just take a moment of how, like, all of this is connected. And some of you watching, if you're watching live or watching the replay, you might find that a message is also for you. So here's what happens in these readings is that somebody asks a question and the message that comes through is for them, but also it's going to be for somebody else because we're all connected. So let me know if I pull a card for somebody and you're like, oh my gosh, that message was also for me. And that's why it's so fun to watch these readings too, even if you're not getting your own reading, because it's like, you never know what's going to come through. It's going to hit you. And you're like, oh my God, I needed that message today. All right. So Janine, so good to see you. All right. What is the next step I need to take with my business? Okay. Oh, I mean, you're not going to love this, but you are. I mean, it's just, we have Kali. We have the goddess of destruction and creation, death and rebirth. And so this is like, we got to let something die. We got to let something go. What is it? What needs to be destroyed? What needs to be surrendered? I mean, I love Kali. This is a very mild depiction of her. If you look her up, she is like standing on a pile of skulls and like her tongue is out. She's so wild, so ferocious in her sacred feminine rage. I'm just obsessed with her. And I feel like when she comes through, it's like, okay, you got to strap yourself in because you're on a ride. But you have to trust that that ride is happening for a reason, right? Like, can you trust that when you're in this destruction creation cycle, as uncomfortable as it is, there is something greater happening that is beyond what you can see? Oh, I love that you love Kali. Great. So, I mean, you already know. You know. And this is just an affirmation, a synchronicity for you. All right. Love it. Oh my gosh, Nina, you just did a mermaid shoot. Wait. So Yimanjia was with you when you were doing that. I love that. Okay. I'm just looking. I see Melissa's card question and Cecilia. I'm going to see you soon, Cecilia. Okay. Janine says, a synchronicity, Chekhov's The Seagull, that's a play, y'all, if you're not familiar, ultimately comes down to being about the character Nina. Oh my gosh, that's right. I forgot about that. Learning to have faith in herself and her autistic journey. I love that. Dominique from Santa Barbara, that's my hometown. I was born and raised in Santa Barbara. Welcome. Okay, so Melissa, I'm going to pull your card, and then Dominique, I'll go to you. And if there are any questions about, as I said, the Self-Love Coach Certification course is starting tomorrow. And I know we have graduates here, so graduates, if you want to, I know Nina said, shared what she's doing in her business. If you want to share anything that you're working on in your business to inspire other people who might be considering signing up, I would love to shout out your businesses. And those who are thinking of signing up, if you have any questions, please let me know so I can answer. I just announced some bonuses that are really exciting too. Okay, Melissa, I think this card is for you. It just jumped out at me while I was shuffling for you. All right. Along the lines of creativity, I finished a children book manuscript, but I'm now stuck. What is the path forward to publish? Is it traditional with a larger network or self? So this says blossoming. Aracura, she's like a flower fairy goddess, okay? Which is kind of perfect when we're talking about children's literature. This says you are just getting started. Have patience with yourself and the process and do not give up. Okay, so of course the goddess cards can't say like, you should do this specifically or that specifically. But when you think about blossoming, like in the traditional larger network or self-publishing, where do you feel like your blossom potential is the greatest? And I want you to actually answer that in the comments because I'm curious. Where do you think you will blossom? And then this is saying, have patience with the process. Don't give up. Do under no circumstances shall you give up. Okay? Let me know. Let me look at your comments. Okay, I had a very life-changing trip to Santa Barbara in 2011. Oh my gosh. Wow, synchronicity. My daughter found a picture from today and specifically asked, where is that? So you were thinking about Santa Barbara today. Wow, that is a synchronicity. Hello. It's all like we're talking about looking for synchronicities. They're happening here in real time. Are you able to notice it? Are you able to receive it? Because it's here, right? Oh my gosh. I love it. Cecilia, this card is for you. And then I saw, I have three in here. Okay, so, if y'all are coming in, let me know your name and your location with your question. Okay. Name, location, and question. And Dominique, this one is for you. Oh, wait, no, Cecilia, this is for you. And then Dominique. Okay, thanks all. Doing my best to keep track. Okay, Cecilia. True love. We have Guinevere. Okay. How can you be in more love? Like, that's it. It's just the simplest thing, and it is harder than you know, we think it is. It is the simplest thing that you need right now, and it is just to be in more love. How can you be in more love? How can you be in more love for yourself? How can you be in more love for the universe? How can you receive more love from your spirit team? How can you be in more love? And that is the answer to that question that will allow you to process all the things you've been going through. Let me know what you think. Yes, how can you be in more love at work? Yeah, and how can you be a channel for love, right? That's the other thing. Okay, Dominique in Santa Barbara, my hometown. I bet it's like 75 degrees and sunny there today. And I bet the beach smells so good with the salty air. I live in Portland, Maine now, so as far away as you can get in the continental United States. And I do miss it. I do miss Santa Barbara, but I also love my little farmhouse out here in the country. Okay, Dominique. Okay, I love this for you, Dominique. Let me know if this resonates. It's a bit overcast. Okay. Well, girl can dream. Okay, so the card that came through for you is Pele. Pele is the Hawaiian goddess of volcanoes. And again, like Kali, who came through earlier, destruction, creation, right? Think about volcanic energy. Volcanoes create islands, right? But they also destroy a lot of things when they're creating. The message of this card specifically is about passion. And I think this is like, okay, you want, okay, I'm trying to think about how to say this. Allow your passion to be the driving force, trusting that even if it means old things fall away, even if belief systems, relationships are destroyed in the process, that is where you need to be going. You need to follow your heart. You need, like, I know it's cliche, but like, follow your heart unconditionally, like just so radically. Let me know if this resonates with you. Is there a way in which you are like, you want something and you're just not doing it? Like you're not going after it? Because I feel like this is like, you got to do it. you need to trust yourself. You need to just say yes, like just dive in. Dominique says, I needed to hear this. Oh, good. Melissa says, these are amazing pulls. Thank you, Melanie and the goddesses. Oh, thank you all. I love it. Okay, so Melissa said, I think I need to get creative about funding and distribution, do something different than my first book. Patience has been tough because I want to birth this. Yeah. And it's about body image and self-esteem and girls. Oh, I can't wait to buy your book. I hope that I get to read it to my kids. And yeah, I need to get creative about the funding and distribution, do something different. So you know the answer. And it's really just about taking the next step, one step at a time. All right, I don't know about you. I'm putting on lip gloss because my lips get so dry this time of year. And as I'm talking to you, all my lip gloss and chapstick is coming off. Okay, so much better. I'm gonna pull some more cards for you. So I see, oh, hey, JK, good to see you. And Sam from London. And Jessica. All right, I'll do Jakea, I'll do Sam from London, and then Jessica. And then any final questions about the leap of faith, about the certification course, the initiation, the guided rituals membership, anything in general, honestly, you know I'm an open book. I'm here. And I'm going to wrap this up within 10 minutes because I need to get ready for our ritual facilitator call. So that's like the initiation program that I'm running. We have a class that is graduating or finishing their program next week. And so we have a call in 35 minutes. So I need to prepare for that. I'm really excited. Okay. Let me pull a card for Jakea and then Sam. Y'all, come on, leap of faith. Leap of faith. I'm done. Oh my gosh, how many cards? There are 44 cards in this deck. What is the likelihood of pulling this card today? Okay, so this says, take a risk. Put your heart's desires into action. So, Jakea, I know you said anything I need to be aware of. This is like, you got to be in the theme of the day. Leap into faith. How can you tap into greater faith for yourself? So this deck is actually no longer in print. I said earlier, I bought this for my 13th birthday to pull cards for all of my friends. And it's no longer in print. There are some amazing goddess decks out there. Another one that I've been working with is the Awe-Inspired Goddess Tarot, which is a full tarot deck. It's different than Oracle card decks. There's a whole bunch. Look on Etsy. There are like so many independent artists. And also like, I would love to make a goddess card deck based on my knowledge of fairy tales, folklore, and mythology that I studied in college, because I would put like fairy tale archetypes in there too. If anybody is an artist or knows an artist, send them my way. This is something I'm manifesting. So I haven't actually spoken this out loud to our community, but if anybody knows an artist, because I am an artist, but not a visual artist. Like, I'm an artist in a lot of ways. I am a singer and a dancer and a writer, but I love watercolors, but I cannot put what I have in my brain onto a piece of paper in the way I would want to. So if anybody knows a visual artist, let me know. Okay. But this card for you, Jakea, like, is really just trust. And I really, like, I feel this for you because I know what's happening. And I feel like, can you allow yourself in everything you're healing through right now to just be in greater faith? And that's the theme of the day. So everything we've talked about today in this live is going to be of service to you. Can you integrate it more into your heart? Okay. I know I have a couple more. Dominique says, I know what to do, but it feels big. If you want accountability or you want to claim it out loud and you want to be specific here with us, we're here to witness you. You certainly don't have to, but I witness that it's big and I'm really, really excited for you. And I'm going to answer this question. What is the importance of synchronicities? Okay. Anybody else want to answer this question? Put your answer in the comments because it's different for everyone. And I know I have Jess's, I have Sam's card too. So don't worry, I'm going to get to you. But I'm going to answer this question. What is the importance of synchronicities? I don't know if anybody's ever asked me this question. So the universe does not speak in English or language. Okay. And I'm not, when I say the universe, just input whatever your belief system is. Goddess, God, angels, fairies, whoever you pray to, just translate for yourself, okay? So the universe does not speak in the language that we use, in the way that we communicate, because we communicate through our human bodies, right? Using our voices or using our language, using our words. The universe communicates in symbols and metaphor and signs. Because the universe is not in the human form, it does not have the brain like we have, right? It's so much greater. We are just like a channel of that energy in our human form, like every other piece of nature. I hope you're following. I know this is a bit esoteric, but synchronicities are the way the universe speaks to us, is what I'm getting at. So when you get a synchronicity, whether it's the repeating numbers or like you're thinking about something and then it pops up, how I cannot tell you, and I hope if you had this experience, let me know. So many people who sign up for the Self-Love Coach Certification Program say, I was just thinking about self-love, or I was just thinking about I need this opportunity, or I was just talking to somebody about how I wanted to be a coach, and then your ad popped up, right? Or your Instagram popped up, or I got an email. Like, how many of you, if there's anybody who that happened to here, let me know. But I hear that all the time. And I've experienced that too. Like, whoa. So many times I've manifested programs and mentors into my life. And what the universe is saying is pay attention. Show up, right? The universe does not speak to you through the thoughts that you're having in your brain, unless you're claircognizant, but that's like a different experience. It's like clairvoyant is clear seeing, claircognizant is clear knowing. If you want to get into that, we talk about it both in the certification course and in the initiation. If you want to do intuitive development, we do it. But I'm saying that the universe speaks through signs and synchronicities and metaphor, and also like your clairs, which is your intuitive senses. Again, that's a whole other conversation. But if you are getting synchronicities, it is the universe saying, pay attention, I'm talking to you. And you need to listen, because if you don't, it's gonna be really, really hard. And I have been there myself. We all go through these initiations. But when you do pay attention, it makes it easier to get through the lived challenges that we go through, and the things that we want come quicker to us, or the things that are meant for us come quicker to us. We don't always get what we want, but we always get what we need, right? And we can't always see that until we're on the other side of it. But the universe is always saying, have faith. I got you. Don't worry. And the synchronicities are really that for us. I'm ready to take that leap of faith and blossom. I'm ready for that, for you too. Okay, Rena, that's okay. I can pull a card for you. I know I said I was going to wrap it up, but I'm going to stay on a couple more minutes. Any other questions that I haven't answered, let me know. I'm going to pull a card for Sam, and then I'm going to pull a card. I know I have another one. I'll pull a card for Rena, and then I saw I had a card for Jess. Okay. Okay, Sam, this is for you. Let me know if you're still here. Oh my gosh, these cards just like jumped. Okay, we'll see. Okay, I understand why. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna have to pull multiple cards. Oh my gosh, they're jumping out. They're jumping out. If any of you pull cards and have experienced this, you know. Okay, this is it. Okay, so we got Pele. I already talked about Pele. Pele is destruction, creation. You need to follow your heart. But then I also got, and Sam from London, this is for you. We also got Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty. Hello, we love her. So, okay, the goddess of love and beauty. This is telling you, of course, you need to like be so allow. This is like passion to me. This is like divine feminine passion. Like, how can you be in your divine feminine passion? What is it like? Can you be sexy? Can you be more sensual? Like, allow yourself to love your body more. Allow yourself to be in sacred adornment. Like, this is to me, when I think about the sacred feminine, it is like, this is the duality of it. It's the like fiery sacred rage and the very flowy, like, you know, sensual movement of it all. Let me know if this resonates with you. Like, when I get this message, I'm like, can you do a boudoir shoot for yourself? Like, can you like do some like, you know, sacred like belly dance classes? Like, what can you do to really feel that divine feminine force in your body? That's what this is telling me. I know that's pretty specific, but let me know if that resonates with you. I just love that. I love that for you. Okay. So, I have, was it Jess and then Rena? Okay. And any questions about the Self-Love Coach certification course, it starts tomorrow. I have those bonuses I mentioned, $700 worth of bonuses, which is so exciting. Class starts, yeah, tomorrow. So enrollment closes tomorrow. So if it's something you're thinking of doing, I think now is a great time, especially because it's all about taking a leap of faith. All right, Jess, I would love a card pull. Okay. I have three cards that want to come through. Okay, this feels really good. So three cards came through. This is just what happened. We have Kali. We talked about Kali. You got to let go of something. So what is it you need to surrender? Is it your self-doubt? Is it your fear? Is it relationship with something or someone, right? Like, it's time to let go. It's time to let go. It's time to let go of the grudge. It's time to let go of hating yourself. It's time to forgive yourself. It's time to forgive other people, right? Can you just be in that shedding? Because we have Mary Magdalene, unconditional love, right? Like, in order to be in unconditional love, we cannot be holding on to the like resentments. So what resentments do you need to let go of towards yourself or others so that you can be in unconditional love? And it is through that you will find, we have an Egyptian goddess here, find your strength. Okay? Let go of the resentments so that you can be in unconditional love, and that is how you find your strength. Jess, that's for you. Let me know if that resonates. Okay, saw your reel on Sacred Adornment today. Wow, needed to hear that. Oh, good. I know, I love these cards. All right, Rena, this one's for you. And I just want to read, okay, synchronicities are Mother Earth confirming she has my back on this path or nudging me in a specific direction on my journey. It's the universe communicating and guiding us. Exactly. That is what synchronicities are. Gloria says, oh, Gloria is one of our graduates, has found the program from deciding to love myself. So you had the synchronistic experience in finding the Self-Love Coach certification course. I love that. Okay, Rena, I'm going to pull a card for you. And then any final questions, now is the time, because I got to go get ready because I'm doing my ritual facilitator initiation training with the class that's going to graduate next or end their program next week. And then I'm starting a new one on the spring solstice, which I'm really excited about. And before that happens, we have the certification course for self-love coaches starting tomorrow. And I told myself in January that I wasn't going to do two back-to-back launches again, but it's just the way it wanted to happen. Okay, Rena. Rena's one of our graduates as well, and I'm really excited to pull cards for you. Okay. So I pulled two cards that came up previously, so I'll just very briefly go over them. You have three cards too. We have blossoming. Where can you put yourself in the conditions of blossoming? I think about the fact that, like, as a gardener, I just started seeds. And as a gardener, when the flowers aren't thriving, I don't blame the flowers. I just am like, oh, I need to change some of the soil pH, or I need to add some fertilizer, or I'm not watering them enough, right? It's not the fault of the flower, it's the fault of the environment. So this is telling me, like, where in your environment can you bring more nourishment so that you can bloom more? And we have true love. Where can you be in more love for yourself and others, right? How can you be in more loving nurturance for yourself and others? And then we have Sedna, who is one of my most favorite goddesses, an Inuit goddess who, wow, just overcame so much. And her resiliency is unbeatable. And what she tells us is that it is in your resiliency and in the surrender of how challenging things can be where you get to create your magic. This says infinite supply. You are supplied for today and all of your tomorrows. You never have to worry. Like, you are always being supplied for. You can trust. And no matter, like, even if you're in the darkest of dark things, know that, like, you are being cared for. And you can care for yourself. Okay? Y'all, let me know what you think about today's live. This was so fun. The last live I did the other day was really wonderful too. And also, because I have 1,000 new followers here, it's been really interesting to see who the algorithm. I met some amazing people and also some people who are clearly like, this is not for them. So it was really interesting to see who showed up for that live. But today felt really good and cozy and so community oriented. So good to see such familiar faces and also some new friends. So if you're interested in the Self-Love Coach Certification Program, it starts tomorrow. The link is in my bio. You can send me a DM for the link as well. The initiation starts March 21st. If you're interested in a deep spiritual rebirth experience that will teach you how to do ceremony and ritual framework for others as a spiritual leader. And my guided rituals membership is free trial. There's over 100 rituals in that library. If you want a daily spiritual practice, if you loved these card readings and you want to take them one step further, that is for you. So all of those offerings, you can find at the link in my bio, or send me a message if you have any questions or want any of the links. But again, the Self-Love Coach Certification course starts tomorrow, March 1st. I have $700 worth of bonuses right now. So if you sign up, you're going to get a free one-on-one 75-minute deep dive call with me where I will personalize the self-love roadmap for you. I could even pull some cards for you. Like, it's your time. We can do whatever we want, but like, it's gonna be amazing. So I'm really excited for you for this program. And you do have to apply. So if you haven't applied, send in an application. I'll be monitoring the applications as they come in. If you have applied and been accepted, the acceptance email contains the link to finish your enrollment. Oh, I'm so glad you all loved this. Thank you. All right, if there are any final questions, let me know. I'm gonna go get ready for my ritual facilitator training that I have at 2. Cecilia, I know you were watching, so if you're still watching, I'll see you there. And oh, so good to see you all. I'm just looking at who's here. Okay, good to see you, Gloria. Lennon, so good to see you, beloved. I'm so happy you're here. Rena, Nina, Jessica, Sundance Healing, Akila, Dominique, Nicole, Vanita. So good to see you all. Love you so much. Thanks for spending some time with me. If you have any questions, send me a DM. Have a beautiful rest of your day and take that leap into faith. You're being supported. The message was clear for everyone and clear just in my intuitive downloads of the day. Like, today's a great day to say yes. What are you going to say yes to? I love you so much.